News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It's been recommended that a tribunal should be established to determine claims that may arise from the cervical check controversy. It comes after Justice Charles Meenan was tasked with seeing if there was an alternative to the court system for women affected. A little earlier, we spoke to campaigner Vicky Phelan, who gave us her reaction to the report.
Overall, I suppose we're quite happy with what's being proposed. It obviously doesn't go as far enough as what Taoiseach had been proposing in May, that no woman would have to go to court. I mean, that's still going to have to happen, and every woman is going to have to prove negligence. But we are very glad that there is going to be a mechanism there for women where they don't have to prove negligence. So for the non-disclosure element, that is an automatic entitlement now for women, and that will please a lot of the women who may only have a case to take for the non-disclosure.
Okay, that was Vicky Phelan there giving her response to that proposal from Justice Charles Meenan. We are now joined by Fianna Fáil spokesperson for Health, Stephen Donnelly. Stephen, your reaction to this?
Good morning, Shane. My reaction is cautiously optimistic. I think Judge Meenan has done a good job. The Taoiseach made a promise that he couldn't keep, one of many promises that himself and Minister Harris made that they couldn't keep and haven't kept. And we heard from Vicky Phelan the disappointment that yet again that they have been let down by political promises which were expedient at the time. Nonetheless, this does have a potential. So it would keep women out of court who don't want to go to court, which is a positive thing. We think it could happen relatively quickly, which is a positive thing. Critically, liability still needs to be established. And that is important, because if you don't have to establish liability, the entire screening service would fall over and you'd open up a Pandora's box of legal claims.
And that
the health
presumably
system.
Goes back to the promise that the Taoiseach could not keep when he said that it would be completely non-adversarial. The point you're making is, unfortunately, that issue of liability and negligence does have to be established.
It does. You have to prove liability. If there were significant payouts from labs or from the state in any case where there was a tragic but miss within the normal parameters of the test.
A false negative.
Yeah,
that
but
do
a normal false
arise.
Negative.
Yeah.
If there can ever
As
be
As opposed
such a
to
thing.
A negligent reading or a misreading.
Exactly. So there has to be negligence. So my concern is not around what has been proposed. My concern is around general government incompetence, right? So let's go right back to the start of this. Minister Harris was given a note saying, hey, this is coming. Vicky Phelan's case is coming. There are very serious potential consequences. And by the way, Minister, this could blow up into a public furore, which it did. So he did nothing. That happened. Confidence in that. Vicky Phelan took an incredibly brave stance. But confidence in the system was rocked. So the Minister did nothing. Himself and the Taoiseach came out and said, no woman will have to go to court. By the time I brought that particular promise up in the Dáil, I think Emma Vicfihoon had been back in court four times. The women were promised a suite of supports and liaison workers. That took far too long to come about. Minister Harris said he would accelerate the HPV test and have that in place in October. He told us in the Dáil 2 weeks ago that actually that'll be sometime next year. The women were promised that they would get a briefing first on the Scally report before it went public. That didn't happen either. So my concern is not about what Judge Meenan has recommended. My concern is that this is being overseen by an incompetent government.
Okay, just a couple of issues in relation specifically to this tribunal. Do we know what it is likely to cost? I suppose that ultimately depends on each individual case and whether or not they find there is negligence.
It does, yeah. And the report last night, it didn't really speak on that. So if you go to the High Court, obviously the state pays for the operational costs of the High Court. The women pay for the women and their families pay for the legal costs, but sometimes that can be recouped. It didn't make a specific recommendation on who would pay for what.
Okay. Will this keep women out of the courts, or will there be a temptation? I saw some lawyers yesterday criticising this and saying there may still be a need to go to the courts. Will it keep women out of the courts, in your view?
Well, again, it really comes back to implementation. Who knows? Like, what Judge Meenan has recommended should keep women out of court. But the government has dropped the ball so many times on this. Who knows? Who knows what would actually happen? But if implemented properly, it should. Now, critically, both parties, both the women and the families affected, and I presume the labs or the state, have the option to escalate To the High Court. So if you're in the middle of one of these hearings and you think, do you know what, I'm not comfortable about how this is working, I want to go to the High Court, that option is still available to them. Now, there's another subtlety, Shane, which you as someone in the media will understand, which is one of the greatest levers that the women and the family have actually is you guys, is the media, and to some extent, I guess, us in the Dáil. Because when the Labs have to go into court and when some of this awful cross-examination has happened, you know, and Labs or people representing the Labs are saying, ah yes, but is this woman really sick? Ah yes, but is it really a terminal diagnosis? Ah yes, we're gonna ask this woman to go to one of our doctors and subject her to all sorts of additional tests. Mm-hmm. Does she really have cancer? When that kind of adversarial cross-examination happened in court, it happened in public. And so the media knew about it, we in the Dáil knew about it, the public knew about it, and the government was forced very quickly to act. I would have a concern that by pulling this into private, the women and the families will lose one of the most powerful things they have, which is public scrutiny.
The counter-argument to that, Stephen, is that some of the public scrutiny became a lot more than that. And there'd be an atmosphere of hysteria where false information and the media were as responsible for this as anyone came into things. And that maybe by having this in private, it takes some of the heat out of this situation. And the argument would be as well, it's hard to see how the state, particularly the state, but also the companies, are going to take that kind of adversarial approach in this case, because it will ultimately come out if they are so doing.
I hope that's right, yeah. And indeed, if it came to a case where the women were being subjected to some awful cross-examination that the Labs and their legal teams felt they could get away with in private, of course, the women and the families can always press the stop button and say, actually, do you know what, we're going to court. So their constitutional rights to court are protected. It was brought in 1995 for Hep C.
Yeah.
It worked reasonably well. Hep C was dealing with some quite complex cases as well, where liability did need to be established. They weren't all contested, but, you know, liability did need to be established in some of those. So it has worked. Calling it a tribunal is probably a bit misleading for me, certainly. We think of tribunals as judges sort of investigating and calling in witnesses.
Yeah.
It's almost like a pop-up court. You know, it'll come together. It will do these specific cases. And one of the advantages of it is if you have the same judge or judges going through the cases again and again and again, they will very quickly be able to form a pattern and say, look, we can see this is clear negligence.
Okay. Cautious welcome.
Okay. But continued government incompetence has to stop.
All right. We will leave it there. Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on health. Thanks indeed for coming into us.